Hi guys, welcome to the very first episode of the How to Fail podcast. Today we'll be discussing one of my favorite topics, the 9 month old baby. The human being stays 9 months in the womb before they are born. In the 6th month, the hands and feet are fully formed, but the baby stays 3 extra months to be well nourished and immune before coming out. Anything earlier is referred to as premature birth. Yes? Now let's consider your business idea and your business concept. Whenever you have an amazing idea and you think this is the business that will change the world and change my life also, there is always this small hint in you to rush. You want to come out and you want everyone to see what you are creating. Not so bad, is it? No. But then have you ever wondered why the human being, that is a very unique species, stays 9 months in the womb before they come out? This is because there is always a phase for preparing, growing, maturing inside before coming out. Your business and your idea needs time to be grown inside. Now, it doesn't matter if a parent waits 10 years before they get pregnant. The body is not going to say, oh, we've been trying for 10 years, so since now we're pregnant, we're going to bring out the baby in the 1st month. No, the baby still stays 9 months. And for a parent that only tried, you know, in their 1st year and get pregnant, it doesn't go, oh, because this is the 1st year, I'm not going to come out after 9 months, I'm going to stay on the last 16 months. No, it still stays 9 months. There is always a fixed gestation period, without which the baby is either premature or overdue. Same thing with your business. That idea you have needs to spend time growing. You need to take your time testing it, feeding it right, seeing everything that might harm it when you come outside, and you are ensuring that you are preparing it for what is waiting for it. Now you see, you can't do this testing alone. Let's look at that baby once again. You see, the moment the parents get pregnant, they go to the hospital for what is referred to as prenatal care. They have a doctor checking, they have drugs they have to give the pregnant mother, they have a diet that they put the mother on, you know, so many things to ensure that both the mother and the baby stays fine within the 9 months period. Same thing with your business. As much as you want to test it, keep your idea growing, you won't do this alone. You need people who would act as doctors and nurses. And you know, you need a hospital that is more like your prenatal service area where you go to ensure that your business idea would do fine when the time is due. Now, am I saying, oh, because I'm using 9 months, you have to stay 9 months before coming out? Every industry has its gestation period, just like every species. The horse has its gestation period, the goat has its gestation period, the lion has its own gestation period, same thing with the human species. That is how you should observe your business idea. Do not rush it. Another thing I've noticed is the moment you involve an investor and, you know, they give you money, they tell you, look, I'm only giving you this money on the condition that the business starts, you know, bringing out something in 3 months. And you just had the idea, you've already, you know, maybe you just started testing and you're looking at it and you're going, okay, this will work. And then they give you money and tell you in 3 months, bring returns. Please do not take such an investor. No matter how good the money is, it's not the kind of risk you want to jump into. Why? You've not tested your business enough. Well, this might depend on the industry, like I said earlier, but you see, that rush is going to force you to come out prematurely. Let me give you an example of an experience we had. We had this technology that we had developed, and it seemed amazing. We were so sure that this technology was going to change the world. And by the time we came out, the very night of launch, our website crashed due to excess traffic. Did we test it? Yes. Did we check the capacity? Yes. But you see, we were in a hurry to come out, and by the time we did, it didn't crash all at once. No, there were parts of the website that we had not looked at, part that we didn't think people would even bother going to for their first try. That was where they went to, and it crumbled us. Did we recover? Yes. But you see, it cost us a lot of money. We spent money that we would have used in promoting our business higher to correct errors. We started telling people, oh, come back, that error you face, you will not face it again. Do you know how much of your capital you will spend correcting an error because you came out prematurely? Look at the baby. Any baby that comes out within the 6-7 months is often placed in an incubator. The money you're going to spend incubating that baby is money that you would have used in buying milk if the baby came out in the 9th month. Same thing with your business. Any business that comes out too early suffers an unnecessary expense. And for a startup, for an SME that is not ready to spend so much, or your budget or your capital is not as much as a multinational, this would be a risk that could damage your business even before your business takes off. Now, let me end by saying this. Your product or your idea is a great idea. Your product is a product, but just because a fetus is a baby does not necessarily make it a baby, because it's still a fetus. Your product is a product, but does not mean it's ready for business. It is still just a product. Give it time. When you've tested it, when you've had people, proper hands, proper doctors play the role of prenatal service providers, and they have said, yes, you're good to go, this is the due time, then you can come out. Get professionals in your field. Let them hear what you're about to do. Get people that are interested in what you're about to do. Get experts to test every aspect. Now, just because I'm saying you should test it within the 9 months doesn't mean, oh, once you've done all the tests and you're fine, you go, that's all I need. When I'm coming out, I will blow. Think of it like this, that even when a baby is born, they still have to immunize the child. There are several drugs they will still put the child on. There are several things the child still needs to take. This tells you that the testing never ends. Even when the baby is born, there are new experiences that you might never prepare for. The advantage of staying 9 months is the baby is already ready to take those drugs. The baby is already ready for immunization. The baby is ready for many other things. That is why you're staying during your gestation period, to grow your business. Please note this, that any business that comes out too early is already doomed to fail. Why? Because any child pulled out of the womb within the 4th month or the 3rd month or the 2nd month is not a birth, it's an abortion. Know how this works, because it's very relative to your business as you start. From me to you, with love and a bit of sense. Cheers.